Masquerade, narrated by Julie Abel, narrated for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Release by Man 38. Finally, I had plucked up enough courage and I was going to fulfill one of my innermost dreams. If I was going to break free from this obsession, I had to do it now. I wanted to stand in front of another man, in women's clothes. The rush of pleasure I felt from wearing women's undies started developing when I was working on board one of those supertankers, where we were long periods of time between contact with the opposite sex. It all began when I secretly bought a pair of panties, wearing them during my off-duty hours on board. Apart from the occasional visit to a prostitute, this was the only contact I had with femininity in 3 years. I later discovered that I had been looking for a counterbalance to the highly masculine environment in which I was living on board a ship. My interest in women's undies just grew and grew, and by the time I'd completed my final tour, I'd developed a lifestyle that I felt very comfortable with. I took any opportunity to wear women's undies. That was my big secret. I've recently developed a desire to show myself off dressed only in lace underwear. I wanted someone to see me. This became a massive obsession, and now I've decided to turn my dream into reality. The plan was ready. I would take the sleeper train to Bergen, booking a place in a twin-bed cabin. Plan conceived and implemented. I was hesitant. I had butterflies in my stomach when I boarded the train and made my way up to the cabin. I'd brought a small suitcase with me that was packed full of beautiful underwear, and I wanted to place it open in the cabin so that my fellow passenger could see the stash of delicious treasure I had at my disposal. The plan was that he would get an eye full of sexy undies, perhaps stimulating his natural curiosity and creating a talking point. The rest was up to me. I was tense, thinking about who would come to sleep in the cabin, and was revealed when a young man suddenly turned up, opened the door and walked in. From my position in the corridor, I said, "Hello," a smile breaking across my face. He nodded slightly and mumbled a response. I said that I would come in and lie on my bunk a little later, so he should get settled first. With a friendly thank you, the guy closed the cabin door. The train started to pull out of the station and my body started to tense up again. Soon now. After about half an hour,